It is fascinating watching a plant grow. It basically grows because it's got a developed root system as well as a shoot system. The shoot system is above the ground while the roots are below the ground. So this morning I'd like to take you to a psalm that talks about what being rooted looks like versus being rootless. It's Psalm 1. Because the rooted have a particular profile biblically, but the rootless also have a profile basically. Psalm 1 stands at the gateway of the 150 Psalms, not just as a gateway to the Psalms, but also as the gatekeeper, because it raises ideas and themes that are explained throughout the rest of the Psalms. And much study has been done on this section of the scriptures, which shows that each of the psalms are linked to one another, either by catchwords or by phrases or by thematic refrains that cause them to hang together across the 150 blocks of poetry. And you need to remember that poems or poetry is rather the rhyming of ideas in Hebrew, versus in English, it's rhyming words, right? Great parallel contrasts and comparisons are made throughout Hebrew poetry. So Psalm 1 stands at the head of the Psalter. And in this particular psalm, which is one of at least 9 psalms called Wisdom Psalms, wisdom, because they basically explain the ideas surrounding what the right way to live looks like versus the wrong way of living. So in the first 3 verses of Psalm 1, it shows us that the righteous are rooted. And then in verse 4 to verse 6, it shows us that the wretched are rootless. Roots are important. They keep us grounded. And so verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers or the scornful." Well, here you have that spiritual progression of what happens to one who is rooted. He conducts his life in such a way that he does not stagnate, because he's not keeping company with those who will take him down and cause his root system to be decimated. So there is spiritual progression in his life versus retrogression, right? The man who retrogresses, the woman who retrogresses, walks, stands, and sits in wrong places. And so this climatic idea at the commencement of the poem shows us that spiritual progression happens when someone is rooted in God and the things of God. Then verse 2 and 3, it talks about what multiple production happens when someone is rooted in God and the things of God. Verse 2 talks about this idea of meditation. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." This word delight means to take pleasure in. He takes pleasure in Torah. Torah is the word for direction or teaching. It's a great pleasure to pore over the scriptures and spend time in the word. Because you see, a dusty Bible leads to a dirty life. He spends his time in the scriptures, and on his law, that's God's law, this person meditates day and night. This idea of meditation is very, very important. It carries the idea of a dove that moans during the day. Or it carries the idea of a necromancer or a sorcerer when he or she mutters incantations. Here the idea is one who muses, one who thinks on the word of God. They revolve around in their mind the word. I grew up in a tradition where it was very important to memorize scripture. And on a Sunday morning, the service was not only peppered with popcorn testimonies, people popping up and talking about the goodness of God and sharing the scriptures, but also reciting scripture verses that they had memorized. The idea in verse 2 is that there's meditation, there is musings upon the word of God. And so the righteous are rooted. But not only are they rooted, watch what verse 3 says. They are planted like a tree by streams of water that yield its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in all that he does, he prospers. So there is fruition, not only meditation, but fruition. The fruition is seasonal. It yields its fruit in season, and its fruit is also perennial. The leaf stays green. It's wonderful to conduct your life around people who are grounded and rooted in the Word, because their life has a freshness to it, not a stench to it, because they are constantly in the Word of God. Their fruit is seasonal. Their fruit is also perennial. Their leaves are green. In all that they do, they prosper. And so verse 1 talks about the fact that the righteous are rooted. But then verse 4 to verse 6 talks about the wretched being rootless. And their rootlessness shows up in their instability. The text in the original scriptures says, "Not so the wicked." And in Hebrew poetry, words placed in an emphatic position always carry great emphasis. Not so the wicked, but they are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Because you see, chaff has no roots. It's the outer covering of the grain, now that the grain has been extracted. And so verse 4 and 5 talks about the fact that they have instability. Instability characterizes their life. They are blown about by every wind. And that's what happens in a culture. When a culture loses its moorings, it is blown about by the wind. Watch what is happening around the world. What's happening in our own land when there's a moral shift? Watch what is happening in the US. Because of a moral shift, the culture goes to pot. And so we as the people of God need to watch where we conduct our life. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You see, the wicked are unstable, but the wicked are also vulnerable, because they will not be able to stand up in God's court of law, nor will they be able to stand up in the community of the righteous. And that is why the people of God need to be the moral conscience in a culture. When the people of God fail, it shows up, their failure shows up in the culture. We often blame the culture for what is happening in our world and in our communities. Oh, watch out for the crime in South Africa. Watch how bad it is. Well, what does that say about where the people of God have positioned themselves in terms of making impact? Because when they lose their saltiness, they lose their impact, it shows up on how the culture responds. Because how will they know how to conduct their life? But if the people of God stand up as an example of what the righteousness of God looks like, what right living looks like. So there is great instability, there's great vulnerability for the wretched, because they are rootless. And then finally in verse 6, they show great perishability. They don't last. It says, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Their longevity and their impact is short-lived. They die because they aren't grounded in God and the things of God. And so this morning, two things. The righteous are rooted because they ground their lives in the scriptures. They spend time in the Word of God. How much time are you spending in the Word of God? Poring over the scriptures, filling your life with God's thoughts and thinking after Him. The wretched, on the other hand, are rootless. Do not lose your spiritual moorings, because when you do, it will have an impact on your family. Will have an impact on the family of families, which is the Church of Jesus Christ, and then it will have impact on your culture, on the culture within which to live. May God bless you this day as you conduct your life around the scriptures. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for your grace and your goodness. Grant us your mercy and your peace, for the nearness of God is our good. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.